I'm David Martin Davies, and coming up on The Source, the San Antonio region is becoming a hub for data centers. They use a lot of energy and water, and they can degrade air quality. District 6 Councilmember Rick Galvan is calling for a temporary moratorium on the new data centers for the city. Galvan joins us to tell us more. This is a community conversation. We want to hear from you. Call in at 833-877-8255. That's what's coming up on The Source, but first, this news.
Support for The Source podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at uthealthsa.org.
Live from the John L. Santico studio in downtown San Antonio, this is The Source from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. In the second half hour, we're going to be joined by San Antonio Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones to discuss the possibility of a second vote for Project Marvel. But first, District 6 Councilmember Rick Galvan joins us. Galvan has filed a memo calling for a temporary moratorium on applications for new data centers in the city. Galvan's memo was co-signed by District 5 Councilmember Terry Castillo and District 8 Councilmember Evelise Meza Gonzalez. Councilmember Galvan, welcome to The Source. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what are your plans? What are you thinking with this moratorium?
Yeah, so back in October of last year, our office put forward a city council consideration request, a policy initiative to really evaluate the impact of data centers here in our city and figure out how can we implement some of our or utilize some of our zoning processes to regulate these centers. And we've been going through that process for a while. It's supposed to be coming through the council this month. But based on the conversations we're seeing, you know, all across the city, all across the state, and then even, of course, statewide at the helm here, talking about the governor's actions pausing applications for electric connections to data centers. We thought, you know, it makes sense given this conversation is becoming more and more complex. How do we make sure that we're able to really align ourselves in some way? Let's call for a moratorium to pause these kind of applications coming through here in our city and figure out how we can implement our zoning changes and also ensure that we're in line with the state on what they're going to do, hopefully this next legislative session.
Right. But you're also asking the governor to call a special session, legislative session.
Absolutely.
Talk about that.
Yeah, I think, you know, Governor Abbott has talked a bit about data centers and the impact it's having here, and I think it's been a bit of a shift since his previous rhetoric last year. And while I welcome that kind of conversation, I think it's better to have the conversation in actual legislative action versus just a campaign talking point. I know he's done some letters, executive letters to the PUC and to ERCOT to review some of these things, but ultimately what we need, not only here in the city but also in the counties, is real legislative action in terms of zoning authority, in terms of regulations here, and reporting on water and electric usage.
So are you concerned that Governor Abbott, his newfound skepticism of the impact of he's calling for this moratorium himself on data centers, this is coming as we're going into this very difficult election season for him? Do you think that after election day that he may go back to his old position?
You know, I can't speak for him and what he's going to do in his political tactics, but I can say that I would appreciate legislative action that he's had the ability to do so for the past nearly 12 years at this point. And of course, this issue has become more and more relevant with the influx of AI and capital funds in there. So let's put some rubber to the road here.
So you want some action, not just words?
Absolutely.
All right. Listeners, you can call in with your questions and comments about data centers coming to San Antonio. We're not just talking about one, two, or three, or a handful. There are a lot. And you can call in at 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. So there is concern about the water that data centers will be needing. Even if they are a closed-loop system, they still need a lot of water. And there's also a question about what are they going to do with their, you know, when they're done with that water and what that looks like and how that is treated. What are your concerns about water?
Yeah, so in terms of water, we had a good conversation at City Council back in March of this year related to data centers and about my City Council consideration request. We had CPS come, SAWS come, and of course our folks in Development Services who provide zoning and code enforcement work here in our city talk about what the local landscape looks like. And SAWS in particular said that, the current data centers here are beginning to try to move away to less water-intensive use of cooling methods. Only 0.2% of our water is used for those kind of cooling efforts. And so they're trying their best and have been trying for a long time before even AI was here with the data centers to make sure that they're aligned with the recycled water system that they have here in our city. It goes right through many of these corridors in Westover Hills, Petrenko, et cetera. And so trying to make sure that those data centers are connected to it is instrumental and extremely important to both them, SAWS, and also the industry. The biggest issue there is making sure that that system is as reliable as possible as regular kind of water systems are. And so they just need an extra investment there to connect this entire pipeline throughout the city, but that's their goal. And so we asked for SAWS to continue working on that, bring it to us, and let us know what's going on there. And it was part of the conversation even just a few months ago when we talked about their rate increase. They mentioned the board will be looking at any kind of policies they need to put in place to require data centers to be along this recycled water line so that if they do use water forms of cooling, that they are using it in a way that is not impactful to our water needs here.
So there's a lot of talk now about using recycled water. Mm-hmm. That's the purple pipes of water.
Correct.
It's not the clean water that goes into our homes. Typically, that water is used for things like golf courses and our parks, and it's also used to maintain the flow of the Salado Creek and the San Antonio River, especially during drought times. The city of San Antonio does have an obligation in order to maintain the flow of these streams for ecological, environmental reasons. And there is a concern that if data centers, as many of them pop up that are planning, have announced they're coming to the region, start using this recycled water, that there's going to be more competition for that water, recycled water, and there may not be enough to go around.
That's exactly right, right? Looking at the capacity is really crucial to this conversation. And so SAWS has been evaluating that. In addition to that, right, I think by providing some stronger zoning regulations here at the city of San Antonio, and my request has been to require that all data centers have to come to council to get a vote of approval to be able to operate here in our city. With my council consideration request, that because of that, they will be required to have community engagement meetings so that we can get some more detailed answers about what kind of capacity does this particular site need? What kind of cooling is it going to use? And reporting that not only to the entities that they need to, such as SAWS, PUC, the Water Development Board, but to us as well, too, and the larger public. So residents can understand, okay, this one won't impact the recycled water system. This one won't impact this thing. This one's using different cooling. Or if it's not, then we weigh, okay, do we need to have this center here or not?
So the moratorium, you're talking about a 90-day moratorium, is that right?
Yes.
Is that going to be enough time? People would like to pick a longer moratorium, maybe a 6 months one.
Sure. And so, of course, you know, we had to request an extension for the 180 days, the maximum allowed by the state law on local government code. And so I'm still happy to go through with that, given the fact that if we have a couple months here, we'll be able to get into the legislative session itself and hold off until then. I think it'll be up to council to kind of determine that. And then, of course, to make that request to the state to have that full extension be available to
and
us.
Is that just for data centers who are inside the city limits or in the ETJ? So what do you mean?
My request would be for it to be within city limits, but I think we can evaluate the ETJ. Our memo requested for city staff to bring us all the details as much as possible. What's our full extent of power here? And I think we should use it as much as possible here.
And there's also concerns about air quality. Mm-hmm. While we have two data centers that are, you know, they're here now, they're being they're finishing them up. One on Rogers Road and another on Omicron Drive. These are in the west part of San Antonio. They're putting in their own gas-fired power plants and diesel plants. Mm-hmm. And we've had environmental groups saying this is going to degrade our air quality.
Yeah, no. So, of course, the Vantage one in particular on Rogers is in my district, and we've heard a lot of feedback from residents. And there will be a second meeting later this month for the public to attend, and my staff and I will be there. And on that point, right, a lot of the air quality issues are typically governed by TCEQ, the state arm, their environmental regulators. The city doesn't have too much ability there. And so it's requesting that our state really looks into that as well to address it. And hopefully with this moratorium, they can do that and give TCEQ some real teeth on this matter.
And the environmental groups are saying that the Vantage, which is making these data centers, that they're deliberately trying to slice up their permit requesting so they can get around the tougher laws for big polluters. So anyway, we got to take a break. Our phone lines are open. We want to hear from our listeners. Would you like to see a moratorium of some sort? Or we ask some questions, try and get real answers from the data centers. Call in 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. We'll be back with more with Councilmember District 6, Councilmember Rick Galvan, right after this. Stay with us.
Support for TPR comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' compensation provider committed to helping Texas communities and emphasizing safety. More at texasmutual.com/texansget it.
You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. In the next half hour, we'll be joined by San Antonio Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones to take your questions and calls. And you can call in right now for District 6 Councilmember Rick Galvan. We've been talking about data centers. The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. And so this is trying to wrap this up. What is the process? When do you all decide or vote, or how would that work?
Yeah, so
You have had three signatures on this so far, and do have other council members indicated that they're going to come on board?
Yes, so multiple council members have shared with me that they're interested in this conversation, and so of course, Councilmember Mesa Gonzalez and Castillo and I put forward this three-signature memo, which requires us to have a special meeting this month. We specifically requested something by the end of this month to get the full options available in our powers to do so, and hopefully have a vote on it too this same month as well.
All right, let me go to a caller. Samir has called in, 833-877-8255. Samir, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call. My question for the councilman is there something we can do locally, either City of San Antonio or Bexar County, legislation-wise, to outright ban open-loop water systems as they basically take the most water and ensure that if any data centers are built, they have to be at minimum closed-loop water systems and actually adhere by it, because I've heard stories where they say they're going to do a closed-loop water system, but then they don't actually build it. And furthermore, even though it costs more, they actually have glycol-based closed-loop systems that use zero water, and no one seems to be talking about those data centers. But I wanted to know if there's a way through local legislation that we can force the data centers to be better conserving with water and energy. They should have solar panels on the giant roof of this data center as well. So I just didn't know if there's something locally, or does it have to be state legislation?
All right, Samir, thank you for that. So if they're not using closed loop, then they're going to use evaporative cooling to cool the computer chips, and so they can maximize the effectiveness of these data centers. And the city of Phoenix has passed a local regulation saying that no more open evaporative cooling in that area. But, of course, that's a different state. So what are your thoughts, Galvan?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I think with our conversation for the city council consideration request, of course, trying to get the zoning authority there, but also making sure that within our development code that we have a definition of data centers and can provide specific regulations to them within our unified development code, which governs a lot of the things that are built in our city. So I think it's something we can definitely explore and see how we can make sure that they are using closed loop systems, and we'll coordinate with SAWS, of course, too, to make sure that that's possible within their own board procedures as well. I think most of them are trying to move away from that anyway. So I think, as so long as we require it and then also have a way to report it, is a real clear point here. A big issue at the state level right now is that there's been a requirement for them to report their water usage, their energy usage, and there hasn't been full commitment to do so or full follow through, which is what the governor's been after. And so I think here locally, given the fact that we own our state, our municipal utility here, we should be able to get that information. And with the specific use authorization, will require a site plan for any of their new developments here in our city. And if they're not adhering to that site plan, our code officers, our DSD employees can look more into that and evaluate them and have repercussions too.
And if a data center does not use any kind of water at all, then they're going to be doing air cooling, and that will require about a third more electricity. So in one sense, you're trading one problem for another. But of course, you can generate electricity. You can't generate water. That's the finite source.
That's right.
All right. Let's go to another caller. We have Manny. And Manny, you're on The Source. Go ahead.
Yes. The question is, and I believe I'm asking about the facility on Rogers Road and the data center there. You know, what's being done? There's a number of medical facilities right around that area. And, electronic services, equipment generate electric magnetic pulse. That would have an impact on a lot of these medical equipment that's being employed at the hospitals. What is being done to minimize that?
All right, Manny, thank you for that. Also, if they're doing their behind-the-meter energy production, which they're planning to do, they would be emitting fine particulate matter into the air, degrading the air quality. And there is an asthma center that's actually very close by to that facility. And that's a concern. So can you talk about that, council member?
Yeah, I think, you know, overall on the air pollution conversation here, it's something that we've reached out to TCEQ about and let them know what our thoughts are about it. We let our state representative and state senator know too, to help enforce that work. Unfortunately, with the preemptions that are in place at the state level, it makes it very difficult for cities to do any kind of further work on that. But we can still voice our opinion. And hopefully, with the request for a moratorium and with the request and call for a special session, the state can actually do some real action there and give TCEQ some better teeth on this. I would encourage folks who are in the area who are concerned about this particular issue to join these events that are taking place later this month. I got to get the exact date down, but later this month in August, they'll be having a second TCEQ public hearing where the entity itself is hearing from residents about what their concerns are and how they can help address it on this site.
And voters have a say as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is an issue that seems to be resonating at the ballot box, and you can take a look around you and you can see which politicians seem to be very supportive of data centers and those who are critical of them and who have actually done things to try to hold them accountable. So that's something that voters should pay attention to?
Absolutely. And a democracy should always have the full breadth of what you're looking for here to be a priority for you.
Now, the caller, let's go to Randall. And Randall, you're on The Source. Go ahead.
Hey, first of all, I'm not actually a San Antonio resident. However, I am a CPS customer out here in Eastern Medina County. So some of this kind of stuff rolls downhill, you know? It seems to me that what we need to think about as a society is just what specifically we're building and why we're building it. You know, David, this is a great follow-up topic to the last hour, the discussion about the Nerd Reich on today's Fresh Air. A data center that stores critical public records, medical records, property records, that's a lot more critical and essential than cryptocurrency mining or something that just pumps out an endless deluge of AI slop. These centers that are being built, they need to state specifically what they're going to be used for and judged on that merit, I think, first and foremost.
All right, Randall, thank you for that observation. So, Councilmember Galvan, does it matter if this is going to be a data center that's for crypto mining or for doing something that is generative AI?
Absolutely, I think it matters. And I think that's our goal with the zoning kind of conversation there beyond the moratorium, right, is that once the moratorium ends, we're still going to have this conversation to have, right? And so it's making sure that we can implement these new regulations here that require for data centers to come to communities, share what they're going to be doing, have their information be as public as possible, and then give city council ultimate authority and therefore the public ultimate authority on deciding whether these are most valuable to be here in our city or not. Of course, I will say, too, that also it doesn't go for a county authority, right? And so I made sure to make calls to different representatives, both on the Republican and Democratic side, to say, this is something I hear in my community a lot. We're on the edge of the city, so we hear from county residents a lot, and they need authority here, too.
All right, let's go to a caller, Will. And Will, you're on The Source. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Real quick, I'm just interested, which council members are against this moratorium or against your efforts on this? Thank you.
Well, I know that Councilmember Mark White has come out. He's saying that data centers are a positive for the overall economy. I don't know where he stands on this particular issue, but he has focused on trying to draw attention to saying these are a good thing for the local economic development. Councilmember Galvan?
Yeah, great question. You know, I think it's important for residents to reach out to their council members and ask for their stances directly. I don't think I'm at liberty to say each person's stances, but that's the goal of the council meeting itself, that we'll see where folks land on this issue of a moratorium. I know folks are very interested in the CCR we've introduced earlier this year on zoning. Now let's see if we can take it a step further, too.
So let's talk about CPS Energy. It's come up a little bit in this conversation. Governor Greg Abbott has called for the opening of the local electric market here in San Antonio to privatization. We're not really sure what he means by that, whether it would require the breaking up and the selling of CPS Energy. This could really be up to the legislature, but can you talk about what the concerns are?
Yeah, I appreciate the question. You know, I was at a neighborhood meeting last week when this was announced, and folks asked me point blank, you know, what are my thoughts on it? And I spoke pretty freely about you know, this is something that the legislature has been taking a look at for the past couple of years now and has been saying that, you know, cities are doing things wrong with it and all this kind of stuff. I don't think that's true. And I also think that the kind of conversation on maybe it'll help bring down bills. That's the whole point of it, that competition will help do that. I think if that were the case, we would see Houston and Dallas have lower bills than San Antonio and Austin, who both have municipal utilities, and yet we don't. I think it's very clear, of course, of the history of our country, and let alone our state and city, when working folks don't have the ability to govern over large public utilities that are essential for everyday life. We see folks who are in the sphere, in the private sector, find ways to take advantage of folks. And I think we made very clear back in the 40s, and folks, cities across the country have made very clear in the 1900s and late 1890s too, that that was not going to be the case, that these things are not for sale, they should not be, that these are public utilities that serve the needs of our residents, and they should be as affordable as possible, as efficient as possible, and governed by the majority as well too. And that's what we have here. Even with our separate board, right, we still have the municipal ownership of it. We provide some conversation around the rates in particular, and so I think that's what's really crucial here, and I would hope that our governor would understand that.
Let's go to a caller, John. And John, you're on The Source. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to recommend to the city council and to the San Antonio Water System, Robert Puente, is to create a public-private partnership with the developers of these data centers and use it to expand the DSAL project. It's been a successful project in South Bear County, and SAWS could enlarge their DSAL and provide enormous amounts of water that is not being used. We've done that in the past with Vista Ridge, public-private partnership, and they are excellent, and SAWS should get on that bandwagon.
All right, John, thank you for that. So going into the brackish water that we have around us in south of San Antonio and turning that into drinkable water, that's not cheap water, it's expensive water. And who would pay for it? And it sounds like John is saying if you do it right, then the data centers would pay for it. Is that something that's workable?
I think there's a lot of open conversation right now with the industry, SAWS, CPS, and even the city about how can we help support some of these major initiatives we have here. When we talk about reliability in our electric grid or reliability in our recycled water system, I know both our utilities have been talking with the industry about those kind of conversations. What can they help pitch into? How can they help invest in our infrastructure to make it reliable, not just for them, of course, but for the entire city, for certain areas that don't have reliable electricity, et cetera. And I think for the city, we put forward back in May a community benefits agreement conversation, the stakeholder meeting group led by the Economic Development Department of the city, to bring in labor unions, to bring in school districts, to bring in higher education institutions and see how can our residents be able to actually gain meaningful employment through these conversations, particularly within the construction industry. And that way there's still this conversation about what can we gain out of this beyond just saying regulate or ban or have a moratorium. Those conversations can still happen, evidently. But I also think that we can do a bit of both here and say, let's have this full conversation, the full breadth of it, and not just limit it to one part of it.
And another caller, Russ or Russell, you're on The Source. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm also a CPS Energy customer like the previous caller, but in Medina County. I just had a gas line run about a quarter of a mile away on my property from Cotulla, Texas, up to the data center on 471 and Petranco Road in Medina County, but CPS Energy territory. Medina County is not part of the non-attainment of the San Antonio area, but it still affects it. It was left out when the EPA defined the non-attainment area. But all of this stuff being built in Medina County, CPS Energy customers, can affect San Antonio. Can you ask that moratorium on CPS Energy not to hook up these Medina County in their territory?
All right, we're very short on time. Thank you for the call, Russ. And so Councilman Gavan.
Yeah.
CPS Energy has to hook things up according to the law. They can't say no if they comply, if they meet the requirements.
Correct. And so I think that's something that the PUC and ERCOT can take up at the state level and hopefully provide better guidance to CPS. And I think that's something that the governor is trying to do at the moment. And so we'll continue to advocate on that front and see what we can do as a partnership there.
All right. District 6 council member, your summer break's over and lots of things happening at City Hall. But I want to appreciate you coming in here today and talking to our listeners. Appreciate that.
Support for TPR comes from UT San Antonio, offering degree programs and research focused on workforce development, student success, and health innovation across Texas. UTSA.edu. UT San Antonio, the University of Ambition.